Hey, how are you? So it occurred to me as I scribble away on the Shuten Doji, the Drunken Oni King folktale, that I don't have to necessarily read something I translated each bedtime story. I mean, I was mixing it up before, and somehow I got so focused on this one story that I forgot all that. So I'm here to catch up. Drunken Oni is coming soon. I always say that. I spent 3 days doing a single paragraph about the kitchen. Can you imagine what an oni kitchen looks like? Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a genre or not, but horror folktale it's going to be. Today's is Sessho Seki, the Killing Stone. Yes, it's the episode that just came out, but I found a version of it. I think it's a kid's book. And it's a little different, a little the same. But I liked it, so I want to share it with you. It's called Killer Rock and the Nine-Tailed Fox. And it starts with a little intro. This is perhaps the best-known tale from the Nasu area. The fox endowed with mystical powers is a common animal in Japanese folklore. It will often take the shape of a beautiful woman. The fox in this story does so and bewitches the Emperor Toba, who reigns from 1107 to 1123. This shape changer ends up in the form of a large poisonous sulfur rock after Sadanobu shoots it with a singing arrow. These arrows had hollow heads carved to whistle as they flew. They were accorded the power to scatter evil, and the legend claims that Sadanobu received this one from a huge beehive, making it an even more sacred possession. The purification rites carried out by Genno supposedly took place much later, during the 1300s. In 1687, the famed poet Matsuo Basho visited the site and memorialized the steaming volcanic boulder in verse. Located in the hot springs area of western Nasu, Killer Rock is widely visited to this day. And the story. This happened long ago. There was a fox whose body was the size of a calf. Its face was white and its body was covered with shining golden fur. And moreover, it had 9 bushy tails. This fox had learned all sorts of evil, and it would cruelly destroy men's wives and children with its powerful and mysterious abilities in order to make the whole world its own. The fox strove with all its might to become a demon and rule the world. The nine-tailed fox had taken the form of a beautiful woman and deceived the kings of China and India. Now, extending the limits of its evil, it arrived in Japan, where it changed into a beautiful woman named Lady Tamamo and crept into the imperial court. Ah, such beauty! The Toba Emperor took one glance at Lady Tamamo and completely lost himself to her, heart and soul. Soon he would not leave her side even for a minute. The following happened one night during the summer of the second year of the Genei era, 1119. Emperor Toba conferred high rank upon Lady Tamamo and held the festivities in the Hall of Lofty Sunlight. When the hall had filled with people, rain suddenly poured down, and amidst the commotion, a hot wind blew through the hall and extinguished the lamps. "Ah!" the court nobles cried. The people who were petrified with fear were thrown into confusion with those who were trying to escape outside. Meanwhile, faint flames sprang forth from Lady Tamamo's entire body. These flames gradually spread and became larger, and soon their light took the shape of monstrous beast in the night sky. The people gathered in the Hall of Lofty Sunlight could not believe their eyes at this sudden occurrence, and because of the unearthliness of it, they could only stand thunderstruck where they were. Beginning that night, the Emperor Toba fell victim to a grave illness and lay helpless in his bed. Famous physicians from throughout the land gathered around the emperor and desperately gave him treatment. But as they could not even name his illness, the sadness in the court only deepened. Living in the capital at that time was Abe no Yasunari, a famed diviner. Yasunari learned of the occurrence at the court, and because of the sudden light on the night of the banquet, he counseled the imperial regent to immediately remove the Lady Tamamo from the emperor's presence. The Lady Tamamo wept when she heard this. "But I, who am loved so deeply by the emperor, how, despite that, can you be so vengeful toward me?" Faced with Lady Tamamo's tearful protestations, the regent soon came to doubt Yasunari. It may just be Yasunari's misunderstanding. Let us examine things a little more thoroughly. The Lady Tamamo, completely at ease, remained at the emperor's side, and she continued to attend to him, but with even more tender care than before. However, Yasunari consulted writings from China and India, and at last, perceiving the evil deeds of the nine-tailed fox, he again strove to expel the Lady Tamamo. As Yasunari continued his prayers against Lady Tamamo, she realized there were no powers by which she could escape. She soon lost her beautiful form and changed back into the white-faced, golden-furred, nine-tailed fox. "Yasunari, I am indeed the nine-tailed fox. In a short while I would have completely sucked the lifeblood from the emperor and soon ruled this land myself. You have ruined my plan to destroy the human world." She turned her back on the still praying Yasunari, soared into the air, and flew away. After that, the Emperor Toba's illness took a favorable turn, and the fox fled to Nasanogahara, not needing to take human form in those highlands where there were no signs of people. The fox increased its evil deeds when it did appear in the low-lying villages. Learning this, the court established both the renowned Muranosuke and Kazusanosuke as generals in the Kanto area. Making Abe no Yasunari their advisor, the emperor issued an imperial order to exterminate the enchanted fox. The two generals, leading a force of over 80,000, assembled in Nasu. There they passed the entire summer, with its thick mists that completely covered both men and horses. Soon the maples on the smoke-belching Nasu Mountains were growing ever more colorful. Muranosuke, Kazunosuke, and Sadanobu, the lord of Nasu, who was leading the local troops, searched for the enchanted fox for 40 days. They were aided by Yasunari, who had become still more powerful, mastering the new magic of rainmaking. The soldiers, drenched with sweat and mud, washed away their fatigue in the hot springs of Nasu. At last the day arrived. "The nine-tailed fox has appeared." This report was spread through the entire army. Sadanobu, drawing his most treasured singing arrow, was able to swiftly shoot the fox as it was cornered in a ravine. "Hurrah, hurrah!" The joyful voices of the villagers and the more than 80,000 soldiers resounded long and loud through the mountains of Nasu. The nine-tailed fox, which had laid waste to all of Asia with its powers of transformation, perished and became a poisonous rock. It killed any people and beast that approached it. And ever more crazed with rage, it went on killing even the flying birds and the fish of the nearby streams with its deadly poison. The abbot Ginno, head priest of the Senkei Temple in the village of Nasu Sakai, was told of this. With the purification of the poisonous rock as his mission, he took lodging in Nasu Yumoto. "You must choose a clear, windy day for the rites," said the master of the lodge. Heeding this advice, the abbot purified himself in the hot springs of Gyonin, and when the conditions were right, he quickly closed in on the rock from the direction of the Yuzen Shrine. Approaching the poisonous rock, the abbot Ginno paid no mind to the swirling vapors, but single-mindedly recited the Daijo Sutra. At this, a change became visible in the rock. and the mists gathered on its surface gradually beat it up. Soon, as the abbot watched these drops vaporize, a stream of white mist rose up, and the former shape of the Lady Tamamo appeared from within that cloud. Soon her figure disappeared, and the stone broke into three parts and scattered. One of these parts remains in Nasu still. People gave this stone the name Sesshoseki, Killer Rock. In 1957, Killer Rock was established as a Tochigi Prefectural Historic Spot, with the development of the Nasu Highlands as a tourist destination. It is now familiar to a great many visitors. And it just recently broke into the end. Thank you for listening. I have another bedtime story I'm going to record and I'm going to put up very soon. Oyasumi nasai.